It's no secret that I believe that UFOs are the most important topic of our generation. And this has nothing to do with sensationalism. This has nothing to do with views or clicks or anything like that. This has to do with saving people's souls. What do I mean by that? Well, first, you have to understand, Jesus told us to go and make disciples of the whole world. He didn't say, go entertain Christians. Go give Christians what they want to hear. Go run up into a church and tell everybody how bad the world is. No, he wants us to save souls. He wants us to bring people to him. How do we do that? Well, my opinion is we have to go to the unbelievers. We have to go to the people that don't believe. We have to go to the people who think they know everything and the people who despise Christ with all of their heart. And we have to convince them that, hey, this whole thing is real. And not only is it real, it's coming to your front door. How are we going to do that? Well, I believe it's UFOs. And I think anybody would actually agree with me if you use critical thinking and logic. Anybody that's been following this whole UFO movement that's been happening since the New York Times reported on the whole ATIP and OSAP program, and along with Luis Elizondo's footage and all these things that have been released in the past few years, they're leading us to something. And what are they leading us to? I believe it's disclosure, personally. And it's not going to be the disclosure that everybody else talks about. No, I believe, and I've talked about this a lot, as somebody who follows this subject very, very closely, I believe it's going to be uncovered through Skinwalker Ranch. I believe that there is something underneath the ground at Skinwalker Ranch, whether it be a UFO or some sort of otherworldly technology. They're going to unveil it to the world live on TV, and they're going to say, look, everybody, we are not alone. I believe it's my job and people like me to explain, hey, whatever they find there isn't from another planet. This is fallen angel technology from another dimension. This is ancient tech that was destroyed in the flood of Noah. That's been sitting there since the flood. So think about it, all right? It's not that difficult. All right, so let's just break it down. I make videos about UFOs and other paranormal things because I believe that this thing is actually going to happen soon. I believe that something is about to happen and it's going to shake the foundations of the world. Now, recently, I was just at this conference. It's called the Phenomicon Conference, and it was in Vernal, Utah, right next to Skinwalker Ranch. It was like last week, okay? I was there. Here. So here's that. I was there. Here is my badge. I'm not going to be covering up my name so you guys don't dox me. But anyway, I went to this conference, and the goal of me going to that conference was to try and get some interviews with some people that were speaking and check out some of the people that were speaking. I mean, you guys all probably know most of these people. So we got the whole crew from Skinwalker Ranch, every single one of them. Okay. Dave Pilates, the guy from Missing 411. Multiple people from Ancient Aliens, and let me see here. Oh, look, George Knapp. Okay, George Knapp was there. Who else was there? Basically, all the top people in the UFO field. Dave Pilates, Nick Pope, and most importantly, this man right here. Jay Stratton. Now, who's Jay Stratton? Jay Stratton is a spook. He's a government insider who was the absolute head of the UFO program in recent years. Probably still is, but he claims to be out of it now. But I don't really buy that for a second. So Jay Stratton was the head of ATIP. He was the head of OSAP and also the head of the UFO Task Force, the UFOTF. Oh, sorry, UAP Task Force, UAPTF. And he was the guy that was in charge of everything. He was the guy who was being sent all this information by the Navy pilots and by all these people, Ryan Graves and Commander Fravor and all these people. That was Jay Stratton. He was speaking at the conference. So I asked him a question. So at the end of Jay Stratton's speech, I asked him a question because he opened up for questions. So I was the first person in line and I asked him. I said, well, first, I gave a little backstory. I brought up all the stuff that I talk about on this channel, how UFOs are interconnected to satanic rituals, to occult practices, and to all these different things that people don't really associate them with, such as satanic rituals, right? And I've done a lot of videos about the connection between satanic rituals and UFOs. Most people have seen that. If you haven't, I'll put a link at the end of this video. So watch to the end and click on the video, and I explain everything very well. So I brought up all that stuff. I brought up the Babylon working ritual. I brought up what happened after that, Kenneth Arnold, the Battle of Los Angeles, how the UFO swarms went over DC. I brought everything up. And I brought up document 6571 that was a declassified FBI document that basically says that these are not space aliens. These are interdimensional beings, and they are satanic. And the most important thing I brought up to him was the Collins Elite. Now, the Collins Elite were and are a group of insider, government insiders who believe that this phenomenon is straight up demonic. They are high up people. None of them have been really named, but they're high up and they've been confirmed through different people. I've done lots of videos on this. They are a real organization that believes that UFOs are demonic. And why do they believe that? Well, I believe it's because they have firsthand knowledge. They know things that we aren't privy to that proves they are demonic. We know they're demonic because we believe they're demonic because of the Bible, but the world doesn't see it that way. So when I asked him that question, what did he say? What was his answer? Well, as you probably expect, he just blew it off. He's like, well, we really don't have evidence, blah, 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 blah. And then that was it. Okay. So, but here's where it gets crazy, guys. So at this conference, it was, how can I explain this? This conference was straight up, basically like one giant occult ritual. The whole thing was set up, filled with occult stuff, Ouija boards, which there was actually witches there, reading people and giving, you know, fortune tellers. There was mediums, spirit, people that talk to spirits. And there was also like a dude that would open up your third eye so that you can see entities. This is all at a UFO conference, and I have footage. So here's the thing, guys. This whole phenomenon is straight up demonic. We know it is. And their own conference proves it, because how demonic the conference was. And not only that, so do you guys know who this man is? This guy here, his name is, bear with me just one second. There we go. Dr. Travis Taylor. Focus. There he is. All right, so Dr. Travis Taylor, you guys probably know him from Skinwalker Ranch, but he was also part of the U.S. government's UFO task force. I mean, UAP task force, excuse me. He was one of the lead guys of the UAP task force, and he is a spook. He's a government insider, and he was a speaker there. And you would think, I mean, he's a scientist, right? And you would think his presentations and what he was talking about would be based in science, right? No, this guy's presentation was straight up occult. So what he was talking about was the third book of Enoch, right? And basically, we know the third book of Enoch is it's mysticism, it's magic, it's a Kabbalah. It's not for us to read. Second book as well. First Enoch, that's a whole other story. The Book of the Watchers, that's a lot of scholars believe it's authentic. I believe it's authentic. I don't believe it's from God, but I do believe it's an authentic book. However, second and third Enoch have been dated to like 700 or 800 years after Jesus died. And it's just literally occult magic. That's what it is. So he was quoting from the third book of Enoch and saying how the word Elohim, and this is a scientist talking, mind you, and one of the heads of the UFO task force that the government was, funding. His main point was that the word Elohim isn't referring to God as a singular being. And we know through Dr. Michael Heiser, Derek Gilbert, and other, the word Elohim, it doesn't mean the Lord God, Yahweh. No, Elohim is a class of being. It's basically a spirit being. Yahweh isn't Elohim, but so are angels. And also in the Old Testament, the disembodied human spirits can be referred to or have been referred to as Elohim as well. So Elohim just means spirit being. Yahweh isn't Elohim, but no other Elohim is like Yahweh. Yahweh is the creator. He is God. He is Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ is Yahweh incarnate as a human. So here's the thing that really got my attention. So Dr. Travis Taylor, he comes up, he's talking about Elohim and saying, Elohim isn't what you think it is. It's a rank. I'm like, no, it's not a rank. No Hebrew scholar believes the word Elohim means rank. He said, not only is it a rank, but Yahweh's top rank can be removed, and there's room for other angels to replace Yahweh as the top-ranking Elohim. And he's talking about 3rd Enoch, how one of the angels went to Enoch, was like, hey, bro, you're sitting at the right hand of God. You're just as powerful as him. Why don't you just take the throne and replace it? And, Yahweh got upset at that in the third book and beat him with a fiery whip, according to this book. And what did this scientist say about that? He said, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't follow any God that beats another angel with a whip. It's like, oh my. So basically, they're just trashing Yahweh the whole time. And they're trashing the Lord, Jesus Christ, the whole time. And they're making it seem like they're planting seeds in everybody at that conference that, God, Yahweh himself, isn't that powerful. And he could be usurped, and he will be usurped through this whole UFO disclosure process. And I'm thinking, this is insane. I can't believe that these scientists that are so closely involved with UFOs and UAPs are saying this publicly. And, you know, it got me thinking, this whole thing is literally a psyop from them to convince the whole world to step away from God and to follow this new alien savior that's coming down. Alien savior. They're not aliens. They are Elohim, but they're evil. They're fallen angels. And they know exactly what they're planning on doing, and it's going to take the world by storm. So this is exactly why I want to make videos about UFOs all the time, most of the time, and more than everything else, because the world is clueless. And not only that, they're eating up everything that these people say because they are in the know. Okay. So another thing during that conference is one of the guys from Ancient Aliens made a presentation, and it was just, I wanted to throw up. I mean, I had to sit through the whole thing, and I really shouldn't have, but I wanted to bring you guys some, you know, inside information here. So this dude was up, you know, one of the guys from Ancient Aliens. He's always on the show. I don't want to name him because, you know, I don't want to give him more publicity than he needs. So he went up, he made a speech, and what was he saying? He was saying, he's basically taking scripture. The whole thing was about scripture, right? About how the Bible talks about aliens from another world that are the same as Jesus Christ, if not more powerful. And it's totally wrong, obviously, like 1,000 times wrong. He had no idea what he was even talking about. But the way he was twisting it, to somebody who doesn't know the Bible, they might look at that and be like, oh, wow, the Bible has no, the Bible's wrong. Yeah, Jesus, he's just a man. He's just a guy. Maybe he's an alien. You know, it's like, it was insane. So he was saying, he was just quoting specific scripture, like in John, he said, in the beginning was the Word. And we know the Word is Jesus Christ. He made it seem like the Word was some kind of portal. Okay. I mean, it's ridiculous. And he goes on, like, basically the whole entire thing, he's talking about Jesus as just a person, just a man that was misunderstood. And he wasn't really what the Bible says he is. How is he misunderstood? Explain to me. Because everything we know from Jesus comes from scripture. So where are you getting this from, right? I mean, it makes absolutely no sense to anybody who knows scripture that this guy was literally just talking out of his ass. Excuse me. So I want to get a little bit into, you know, what I saw inside of that conference. And I'm going to show you guys some stuff because I filmed it. And the funny thing is when I was leaving that conference, I walked in with my camera and I filmed everything. And the whole time people were filming, you know, they were filming speeches. They were filming on their phones, filming people's speeches, filming little segments, you know, all this stuff. And I walked through with my camera and filmed just a little walkthrough. It was like 10 minutes. And as I was leaving, two ladies chased me down. Sir, you can't film in there. I'm like, everybody's been filming this whole time. What do you mean I can't film? They're like, no, we're cracking down on that. No more filming. Okay, go put your camera away. I'm like, gladly, because I'm leaving. And I actually left. I didn't even stay for the last day because I was so fed up with all this occult demonic crap that they're feeding the public. And it really just drove home the idea that I need to push harder on UFOs because these people that are speaking, these people that are supposed authorities of the UFO topic, are literally occultists who do nothing but trash the Bible and trash Jesus Christ out of context. They have no idea what they're even talking about. They sound like idiots because they're speaking out their ass and they don't even know any of the context they're talking about. And they couldn't even take 5 seconds to research what they're talking about. They read a verse They cherry pick a verse and they just completely out of context. Another thing that they were saying that was absolutely twisting scripture was saying, basically quoted Jesus saying that there's a wide gate and a narrow gate. But we know what that means, right? The wide gate is the people who don't follow Christ, and the narrow gate is the people who do follow Christ. But they twisted it to make it seem like a portal that UFOs are going to come through. Oh, there's a wide portal and there's a narrow portal. What kind of portal? What's going to be coming through that portal? Oh, and another thing too. So basically, one of the speakers, I believe it was the guy from Ancient Aliens, he specifically said, quoting this man, Avi Loeb, who is a Harvard scientist, specifically saying, hey, okay, this man has said that a new Messiah is going to come from space. He's going to come in a UFO. And they linked it all back to Skinwalker Ranch in the same way I do, except they're twisting it even further. So my opinion, and I've been saying this for years, anybody who's followed this channel for years knows I've been saying this. It's documented. Go watch my older videos. It's there. I've been saying they're going to find something on Skinwalker Ranch buried underneath the ground. And those of you who watch the show know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? And if you don't watch the show, just know they are planting those seeds. They're going to find something buried underneath the ground that will be revealed to the public. And what they're saying on their side, right, on the mainstream ufologist side, they're saying that what they find is going to be a portal in which the Antichrist, well, they didn't say the word Antichrist, they said the Messiah, in which the Messiah comes out and he reveals himself to the world as the Messiah, and everybody in the world is going to follow him. I've been saying this too. They're saying that this portal is going to open up on Skinwalker Ranch, and they're going to have to build, like, this is a direct quote, they're going to have to build a stadium there about the size of the Daytona 500, racing stadium there in Florida, around the portal of Skinwalker Ranch, and watch, and everybody's going to sit there and watch as this new Messiah comes out. I'm thinking, new Messiah? This is the Antichrist, right? There's only one Messiah. He's already here. His name is Jesus Christ. Any other Messiah is a false Messiah, and he is the Antichrist. So they're literally setting this whole thing up piece by piece. So when it actually happens, they're going to be like, look, we've been talking about this for years. This is what's happening. And the fact that so many high up people are talking about this, the fact that so many government insiders are talking about this, it really, really should open your eyes to the reality that these UFOs isn't just like some sensational thing that, you know, I'm doing for fun or whatever, that other people like L.A. Marzulli are talking about, just because. No, it's a very important thing, and it will be knocking on our front door very soon. Now, make no mistake about it. This thing is demonic as can be. The people that follow it are demonic. The people who are like insiders on it are pushing demonic ideas, occultic ideas, and satanic ideas. They're pushing it and they're connecting it together. And you know what? If you are watching this video and you think UFOs aren't a big deal, I'm sorry to say, but they definitely are. And I can't do this alone, guys. So what I need from you, I need your help, because I know sometimes when I release UFO videos, people are like, oh, another UFO video. This has nothing to do with me. I want something that's going to encourage me. I want to watch a Christian video that's going to, you know, teach me something about the Bible or scripture. Well, here's the thing, guys. You guys know this. Most of you guys know this. I've been doing this for almost 10 years. And yeah, sometimes I'll make videos like that, but most of the time I don't, because that's not what this channel is about. This channel is not about lifting you up. This channel is not about, you know, strengthening your faith. This channel is not about, giving you hope and, you know, direction in times that you need it, right? There's other Christian channels that do that. No, this channel is about poking the enemy in the eye. This channel is about taking information that the world puts out and counteracting it with scripture and with biblical ideas and with Jesus Christ himself, okay? This channel is literally about bringing people to Christ, bringing non-believers to Christ. I tailor most of my videos to non-believers, okay? So if you're like, why is the music so scary? Why is this? Why is that? It's because I'm not making this for you. I mean, I am. Yeah. Thank you guys. I love you all. I really do. And I feel blessed that you guys are even here right now. However, I'm making these videos for one of the lost souls to watch and be like, wow, I've never heard this put like this before. I've never heard UFOs explained in a way that isn't mainstream. I've never heard UFOs explained like this. I've never heard anything explained like this, because all I do is follow Ancient Aliens. So a lot of people They're lost and they need our help, guys. I mean, we can't give up on them just because we don't agree with them or we're angry with them or whatever. No, we need to try and bring people to Christ like Christ told us to do. And the only way to do that is how? Show them the way. The showing them the way isn't just coming on and just reading Bible quotes every single day. Showing them the way is actually showing them how this whole thing that we call the gospel of Christ is relevant today. Not only relevant, it's becoming intertwined. And not only relevant, it's becoming intertwined with reality itself. And it always has been, but now it's becoming even more obvious as we get closer to what's about to happen with in terms of UFOs and stuff. So sorry, everybody, for that rant. You know, I felt like I had to get that off my chest. This whole thing is a lot crazier than it seems on the surface. So like I said before, if you haven't seen any of my other videos about this, I'm going to put in a few seconds here at the end of this video, two links, and you can watch those videos. Also, another thing you can do to help this channel out, help this channel reach new people and help this channel, you know, get out of its little prison that it's in of just believers. I mean, most people that watch this channel are believers, and I'm really trying to spread, to get the non-believers to watch this, to have my videos put in front of people who don't necessarily believe in the Bible, but maybe are open to it, or get my videos put in front of people who hate the Bible. That way they might have some seeds planted in them, and one day they might say, aha, I heard somebody talking about that before, and now it makes sense, okay? So help me by go back, watch my older videos. If you haven't seen them, watch my older videos. Let them play all the way through to the end. Comment, like, make sure you're subscribed, make sure you're sharing this stuff. And you know, the more watch time on the videos it gets, the more YouTube is going to send these videos out to the world. Okay. So if we want to save people, I can't do it alone. I need your help. Okay, guys. So if you want to help me, that's all you have to do. Just watch my older videos, go through, watch everything you can see on my channel. Just go through all my, most of my videos are relevant all the time. Most of them are not dated. Most of them have no, you know, time factor on it. Most of them aren't about specific events that are like news or anything. Most of them are literally just pieces that you can watch independently of anything else, and they hold up throughout time, okay? So just, if you want to help out, that's what you can do. And I want to thank you all for watching this video, and until next time, God bless you all. Thank you.